The next patient is Sally Jackson. The last name is J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Sally, S-A-L-L-I-E. This is the clinical case of an 82-year-old white female, African-American female, that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The comorbidities in this case are type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. A confounding factor is the presence of relapsing urinary tract infections and bacteriuria that are most likely associated to genital prolapse. The patient comes today with a serum creatinine of 1.9, a BUN of 32, a blood sugar of 118 fasting, and with an estimated EFR of 25 mLs per minute. There is a fluctuation in the proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is 900 and the albumin creatinine ratio is 153. These are the determinations that are similar to the ones before. The patient would be a good candidate for the administration of SGLT2. However, the presence of the relapsing urinary tract infections prevent us to offer this modality of therapy. In the same way, she could be a good candidate for the administration of finerenone. However, the potassium is 5.2. At this point, we are going to continue the close evaluation. The patient has a very busy urinary sediment that could mislead in the determination of the proteinuria in spot urine. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, arteriosclerotic heart disease related to the diabetes and the other comorbidities. Period. The genital prolapse and the persistent bacteriuria is being followed by the urologist. As a matter of fact, the patient has an appointment on July the 9th. We are going to continue with the present management and we're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested a 10 minutes in the evaluation of the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, and 6 minutes in the documentation.